Local news now, and all this week we've been hearing stories from a group of cancer survivors who meet in Lancaster in order to support one another after what has been, let's face it, a life-changing experience for all concerned. The Canchat Cafe meet at the Cornerstone in the city, where every Thursday afternoon volunteers sit at a reserved table waiting for anyone who fancies dropping by for a chat. Well, today, John Barnes spoke with June Baker, who's only recently started attending after dealing with a family history of the disease and having had breast cancer herself.
I went to the Living with Beyond Cancer meetings last year, and I really enjoyed volunteering for those. Firstly, I went as with an exhibition for a charity that I belong to, and then I went as a volunteer instead, because I could see there was something about giving back once you've had a diagnosis of cancer. The patients and relatives that were coming into these workshops were, the hardest thing was walking through the door, basically. You could see that in their faces. You know, they were still living with cancer, they were still going through treatments. But they didn't necessarily want that clinical side. They wanted just a friendly face, I think, and somebody that could sit down and listen to what they had to say. So I really enjoyed doing that, so that's why I became involved with this.
And how did cancer affect you?
I suppose I've had a lot of experience with cancer, in that all my family died in their 50s of breast, ovarian or esophageal cancers. So we knew when my sister was diagnosed that, hey, something's going on here. So we had to look into that. Found we had a genetic gene and we're all tested for it. Funnily enough, I didn't have the gene, but I did get breast cancer. So they still think there is something happening within our family group, that I don't have one gene, but there may be another one. And it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack if you go down the genetic route. So I was diagnosed 14 years ago, so I'm very lucky to be here. 2 years after that, I was diagnosed with a malignant melanoma, which was complete out of the blue, but which they do think is linked to the breast cancer.
So what do you get out of being involved in the group?
It's about giving something back. It's about trying to get back to that new normal. You go back to work after the treatment, surgery and everything finishes. Nothing is ever the same. Nothing can be the same. You've been told you've had cancer. You don't even know if you're going to live, you know. And that's really hard for not just you, for your family too. Because I think for them, you're getting the treatment, you're getting, you know, the expertise. They're just on the sidelines. And that's what, when I went to these health and wellbeing events, I could see that same thing happening and repeating. So I wanted to get involved with the Canchat Cafe because I think there is a space for this. You know, I think as volunteers and having lived with cancer and still living with cancer, we can give something back, but we're there to listen to people. And it's a safe place for them to come to. And it is a new normal, because going into a cafe is a normal thing to do. But you might not feel like you can do that if you're on your own. And going through an illness like that can be very lonely.
John Barnes reporting, as he has done all this week here on the Tea Time programme, relating to the Canchat Cafe. They meet Thursdays in the centre of Lancaster.